And on top of it, also there's a huge lacuna in terms of how these data points can be made to in terms of operational as well as strategic insight.
Welcome to the Industrial IoT Spotlight, your number one spot for insight from Internet of Things thought leaders who are transforming businesses today, with your host, Eric Valenza.
Welcome back to the Industrial IoT Spotlight. I'm joined today by Varadarajan Raman from Bosch. We're going to be discussing industrial energy consumption optimization that Bosch is now bringing to the market. We're going to be first giving an overview of the world as Bosch sees it in regards to improving our use of industrial energy. And second, we're going to be looking at two cases in particular where we were able to address a particular customer's problems. Varadarajan, please give me a quick introduction of where you fit into the scene. What's the scope of your work at Bosch? And then we can talk a little bit more generally around Bosch's vision for the industrial IoT.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Glad to be of the overview on how we are positioning our activity with respect to industrial IoT landscape. So what we find is in typical manufacturing environment, there are many machines which are currently having a lot of opportunities to improve the level of operations, which are currently not being done, primarily because there is a dearth of data acquisition capabilities. And on top of it, also, there's a huge lacuna in terms of how these data points can be made to better use in terms of operational as well as strategic insights. So we focus on developing both the system level capabilities to acquire data from both the existing legacy infrastructure as well as the additional auxiliary information pieces like the production, the non-production related parameters like environment, ambient data points, with which we will be able to have higher correlation for the energy consumption patterns.
Which types of deployment environments are we talking about here? Are we on discrete manufacturing, process manufacturing? Are you implementing these in energy grids?
This is primarily in the space of industrial energy consumption monitoring, which is then inside the facility and it's not outside on the grid, right? And when we talk about manufacturing environments, we try to cover all the possible varieties, both from discrete as well as from process manufacturing environments.
In terms of the scale of companies that are now implementing these solutions, are you still seeing this primarily implemented among the, let's say, Fortune 10,000 maybe of global enterprises? Or are you seeing small and medium scale manufacturers begin to look towards solutions to optimize consumption?
Definitely, there is scope for implementation both at the large scale operations in terms of manufacturing and also in small and medium scale. We have projects live running in both the small and medium scale enterprise sector as well as in the large manufacturing enterprises. So there is acceptance across segments.
What solutions are you bringing to the equation? Is Bosch right now bringing an end-to-end solution that encompasses edge, cloud, enterprise apps, or are you primarily providing spot technologies and then working with technology partners to provide more customized solutions?
Like what you mentioned, we have a solution which we call as the energy analytics solution with improving the efficiency of manufacturing. And this is primarily a solution suite starting from the data acquisition system, which is the devices and the gateway to collect the information from the field, that means the machines, and bring it to a cloud-based platform where we have all the analytics which we are doing and with which finally the end results are presented on an enterprise solution suite.
And this is, it sounds though, then this is Bosch technology that you have an end-to-end. What extent of customization or collaboration with external technology providers is typically required at this stage?
there is a definite need for collaboration with various ecosystem partners, both from the devices world as well as from the enterprise software solutions world. Because on the devices side, different machineries have different kinds of retrofitted legacy infrastructure, which requires a lot of customization for data acquisition. And all the way up to, let's say, intervening at the machine level or at the electrical connection points. So there's a lot of customization sometimes required at the data acquisition side. And similarly, there's a lot of integration with the existing ERP or process flow related solutions which are already installed in the campus. So thereby we have the need for building interfaces with the solutions which are already existing, both from the devices side as well as from the enterprise software side.
And one thing that comes up quite frequently is cost related to customization. So solutions in the industrial IoT space are typically not plug and play, which you would expect in an industrial environment. Mm-hmm. I think McKinsey came out with a report a year and a half ago or so that said that around 30-35% of the entire cost of a typical industrial IoT solution would be coming from system integration. Is that more or less what you're seeing here, that there's still a roughly one-third of the cost of a typical deployment that's coming from customization or integration?
I think that statement is very valid, because in our current projects also we have needs for doing customization, both from the data acquisition side as from the system integration side, where we have to integrate with multiple systems like the workflow management or the production planning or maintenance, the workflow module and so on. So thereby there's definitely a lot of requirement in terms of making it more customized for different users' needs.
Where do you see this going personally? Do you see that within the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years, we're going to be moving more to a plug-and-play environment? Or do you see that as the technology advances, it's going to maybe advance in terms of capability, but still require a significant effort to customize and deploy?
I think the need for customization is going to go further, higher and higher, primarily because the ones which were generic in nature have mostly been already deployed. And the customers more and more are realizing that they have not got the complete value from those generic solutions. So there is immense headroom for the customization. And when we speak about customization, it's not going to be too much different from one customer to the other. There is going to be an amount of generic nature in the customization also that's going to be visible for players who are going to do multiple installations. And the next step of activities would be to identify those components which are going to be common across multiple customization activities done across multiple customers and make it more a part of your existing platform. And that's how everybody starts to gain more and more value, learning from other customers and also from other implementations.
This makes sense. So that we're moving more to a configuration environment where there's maybe a large number of configurations, but after you implement those, then you can start to replicate. Vlad Rajan, we haven't, I think, given a proper introduction to yourself. Where do you fit into an implementation? Are you focusing on system design? Are you working directly with the customers on needs analysis? Or are you more on the technology development side?
I represent a group in RoboWash Engineering and Business Solutions in India, Bangalore, where I'm responsible for concept pre-development. So here the focus or the mandate is primarily to scout for opportunities where we have a play to develop technology solutions, which can then be further take it to large-scale commercialization. We started a program on industrial energy optimization space about 4 years ago, where we have been working on trying to understand how the energy data can be used for interpreting a lot of value-adding insights beyond energy consumption optimization.
Okay, quite interesting. So you're working quite closely then with a typical end user, is that right?
Correct. So the scope of our work starts from understanding the technology of how to acquire data from different manufacturing environments, and how do we bring the data onto the table, how do we interface with existing legacy hardware, and then how do we move this data to a cloud platform, what kind of analytics is possible in the cloud platform, and what kind of insights are interesting for various customer segments. So this was a complete end-to-end solution development activity, along with a lot of user interfacing, customer interfacing, to understand whether what we are building is very close to what the market wants.
What are the challenges in your job? So if we, you know, we look at you covering quite a wide sphere, from identifying to an extent customer pain points, through evaluating technologies as they come to market, new algorithms for data analysis, new mechanisms to transport data. What are the challenges? Are they more around the technical side, understanding the technologies or as they come to market, or are they more related to data ownership, privacy, movement between organizations? What do you see as the most challenging aspects of your work?
One of the biggest challenges when we are developing a technology which is trying to be fit for future, trying to make it consumable by the immediate market players, the immediate customers, is also a very, very phenomenal challenge, because what you are talking about is more a paradigm shift of how you can make more sense out of energy data, when most of the existing solutions in the market and the customers believe that energy data is just used for energy consumption optimization at a macro level. So there is a big paradigm shift which you are driving, and that means you are going to be few among those who can understand what it is having as a potential, and thereby communicating this potential to the next set of people becomes a massive challenge. Technically, the challenges could be right from what you said about how we can organize this ownership topic between the customer and somebody like Bosch. And very importantly, the other dimension is, how do we ensure that we have access to data? So many a times what happens is there are challenges around how data can be collected from the field in a very cost-effective manner. Because the customers who have never seen that volume, velocity, or variety of data do not appreciate the value of data, and thereby they do not have investments which are already done in the space of data collection. So motivating them to invest on infrastructure which can be used for collecting data, and thereby using the data for doing analytics and giving them insights, becomes a massive challenge.
And then the stakeholders, I suppose there's multiple stakeholders that could find value out of the data that you're collecting. I imagine that utilities would potentially find value in this. Certainly the manufacturers, equipment OEMs who are selling through, potentially supply chain partners. Is your customer always the manufacturer? And then how do you work with the other stakeholders who are not a direct customer, but who also see value in the data that is being collected?
It's a very valid question. We have already a project where data from a bunch of customers is coming directly to our, which is something like a private cloud Bosch. And with this data, we are able to understand patterns of how collectively two industries together are working. And this data could be immensely useful for the grid operator to identify how to plan resources capacity, and also power profiling of this industrial area, and so on. So there is definitely multiple perspectives for which the same data can be used to generate value for multiple stakeholders. And today, we are able to do it in our own small way. But I see this as a big limitation if the data is not exposed to neutral players like Bosch to have higher value generated for multiple stakeholders. If the customer refuses to offer the data beyond his premises, then it's something which is like a good opportunity lost.
in terms of creation of higher value for multiple stakeholders.
Let's leave then the general conversation here. I think very interesting, the space that you're working in. This is one of the use cases for industrial IoT that has the most early promise because the value proposition in terms of potential cost savings is quite clear, quite easy, I would say, if not to implement, at least to map out financially.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Industrial IoT Spotlight. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at IOTONEHQ and check out our database of case studies at IOTONE.com. If you have an interesting project, we would love to feature you on a future edition. Write us at eric.walenza@IOTONE.com.